This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello and welcome to Monday.
Happy Monday.
Thanks, Morgan. I love Mondays.
Morgan, you know, was one of the stars of Coming to America.
And what did you think of Coming to America, Vincent?
Well, first of all, we had to watch the old one first. And I remembered none of it, really. There's a few scenes that stood out, but I liked it. I was like, oh yeah, this is very there. I love Eddie Murphy, so yes. I guess I should preface whatever I say with that. And the second one was cheesy but fun. You know, they do a very much a repeat or a duplicate story to the first one with a different generation, if that makes any sense.
Well, sure. Everyone's 30 years older.
So there's kids now, and there's a whole nother thing. And Anyway, it's good. I liked it. It's, you know, as far as ratings go, I'm sure it's very lowly. You know, Rotten Tomatoes. It's probably green. Is green bad? Green's bad, right?
I think so. Right? It's a nice, plump, juicy tomato, and it turns into, like, you know,
it's got to be
a sack
green
of slime.
52%.
Oh well, it's better than
there's
it was
some
last
laughs,
week.
There's some nostalgia there, but you know, meh. I liked it.
You liked it. Okay. So it wasn't just two chuckles an hour in and then you were done with it. You watched the whole thing and you guys
enjoyed it. I
watched
the whole thing. I enjoyed it. I just, you know, I should say I love Eddie Murphy. So there's.
So you come into it with love.
Right.
I see.
Anyway, so that's one of the things that.
Well, there was a lot, you know, it's weekends. They're so long. I mean, couldn't we cut a day off? Jeez, what do we need these two whole days? Woo. What the, you know.
So you had, what, too much fun? You ran out
of... Oh, my God. Honestly, I couldn't wait for Monday. All day yesterday, I was like, isn't it Monday yet? Come on.
Come on.
I had enough of this. It was funny because Brent and I, we hang out just, you know, all the time.
Randomly.
But a lot of times we'll FaceTime each other, just like I'm in the garden. I'm, you know, Bryn has a little mini institutionalized garden going on over at his
house.
It's
just like a greenhouse. I'm trying.
He's got a greenhouse full of all these little seedlings and stuff. I'm like,
we'll see how long it lasts.
Listen, if you can't find room for those in your yard, send them over here. Like it was such a beautiful weekend. Like we did get some rain on Friday night, and I was like, oh no, does that mean Saturday's going to suck? And it didn't. Scott Capurro and his husband Edson came around, and we all got on the electric bikes and went for a really beautiful ride. I mean, it was just so nice out. And
so those boys are home.
They're here. They're in the. They say the city's abandoned. They say it feels, you know, empty, which is what we're hearing. You know, everyone's just like, why would I pay rent here?
I mean, the thieves are still hanging out, but
sure. You know. And that's really all. So, Uber in if you want to walk around without a crowd.
I mean, you want to walk around, make sure you stare at the floor. Keep an eye on where you step.
Oh, right. Says Brent after stepping on dog poop. Just call it dog
poop. Bitter about the poop.
Let's go with dog poop.
Yeah, sure. Let's call
it dog poop. On his slippers, a.k.a. flip-flops.
My beach sandals.
Yeah. And I mean, I just got so, like yesterday, it just feels so good to put my hands in dirt, you know? I love it. Potting soil, not the kind of dirt we were just talking about.
Not in poop.
People dirt. I'm not into that. But God, it's just such a good feeling when you just, and as everything's blooming, oh my God, it's so nice. It's just really nice. And we did a fun happy hour on Friday. Boy, it just goes, you know.
How was that?
Just fun. It was good. You know who's great on that show? Is V Hale. Mm-hmm. Like our midday chick.
Great.
Our midday chick is a lot of stuff going on. And also not a lot.
Not a lot
of stuff going on.
What do you mean?
Like she's alone, you know. She lives alone. No, you know, it's COVID, so
well,
she doesn't.
She's going to the bars. I see her posts, so don't feel too sorry for her.
You know, she does a lot of those are throwbacks. If you look back, and she's like, "Oh, look at where I was, you know, a year ago. Oh, look at how much fun I had when I was in Boston. Oh, look what I, you know." She's the bar is at her kitchen bar. Mm-hmm. That's where her bar is a lot of times. And it was funny because we did, you know, did the show. We're wrapping up around 6 o'clock or thereabouts. And I actually looked at her as she's sitting there with like a shot in one hand and a beer in the other hand. I go,
double fisting all the time.
I'm all. I feel like if we leave V Hale, she's going to sit there and stare at her blank computer.
Oh,
like, I
she's
felt
fine.
Really bad about it. I'm like, we'll hang out for a while, even though the thing's over.
Stayed. Just
we did.
On a
we
phone
actually
call with her.
Well, we actually hung out for like another hour on the Zoom, just like kind of easing out of the. I felt bad for her, but she's so funny, and she's just you know, living a very different life from a lot of us because she's, you know, single, and she revealed like this big secret and stuff. I mean,
what is it?
Well, I'm not gonna tell you. It's a
secret. Where is it?
It's on the happy hour.
Oh boy!
Yeah. You can find it at slappy.com.
.com.
Go there and you can... All our old stuff's on there. Good one. So anyway, she is a... She's a great addition to the Friday. And she... But the thing is, we're trying not to say the F word too much. We're like, okay, well, look, we can be loose and we can swear. But nobody... Just let's not... Because once you start... Once that sort of barrier is broken... Then everything is F this, F that.
Everybody's
she
a
does not care. She's just like.
Well, I guess it asked you to write your screen name down. And it was V to the mother F and
father.
Yeah. So even her screen name had the F
we're
word
like,
in it already.
It's right there. And then we're. I'm like, should we make her put money in a jar?
She's like, got a lot of pent up energy if she's sitting there alone. I get it.
Yes.
And I think that even people with people in the house. Yes, they have some people to interact with, but they want other people to interact with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I know Christina wants to hang with her friends.
Of course
she
does.
But she doesn't want to, she wants to see her friends.
She's had you, though, through the whole year just in the house. She wants to go and sit down, kick back, put her feet up, laugh and joke with her pals. Like, you know, change of scene is what we're all looking for. I really actually feel like there's a stir crazy thing that's happening. That has crept because I love being at home. I mean, and most people do, you know, that's it's your home. That's where you're the most comfortable. But I am just like, you know what we should do? Like, make something different for us to look at here. I think that's why I'm so happy that spring is happening because there's just, it's like my house got bigger because I can go out back. It's not muddy anymore and things are flowering. It's just.
Right.
It's
speaking of time changes, this time next week we'll be bummed.
It'll already be. 6:54.
Right.
Yeah. Turn the clocks forward. It is the better time change, but it's also the harder time change. Losing
so
that hour.
I'll remind you on Friday and maybe once or twice during the week, but the time changes this Saturday night, Sunday
all
morning.
Right. Yeah. Yay. It's good. It's funny.
Well, we had on Friday night, we didn't do much this weekend, but we made our pizza.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how was your date
and
night?
Just. Pigged out like
what'd you
stupid.
Put on it, Vinny?
Just nothing, just cheese.
Oh,
just cheese pizza.
Just
we got the best recipe in town. I'm telling you, the pizza that we make is better than anything we can buy.
You put
I
that
swear,
recipe
I'm eating
up on
it
your.
And I'm thinking we could totally open a pizza restaurant with this recipe. It's that good. It
you...
just comes out so good. But
you
anyway,
put
we
that
can barely
up, right?
Ever do...
What? You put that, I'm pretty sure somewhere. You put the recipes for that up on your Instagram. Mm-hmm. If people want those, because I was showing that to John, and we just never wound up doing it, but it's, I mean, the way you rave about it, I need a piece of this pizza, Vin.
It's
is
good.
It real thin?
Really
is it like
good.
New York style, or what's
it's
the
not
deal?
Real thin, but it's definitely thin pizza compared to anything you'd get at the store or anything you'd get at a restaurant.
You have to have the pizza cooker you have, though, right, in order to make it.
Yeah, we have a little pizza oven. I think you could do it in a regular oven, but I don't. We've got a pizza oven. Mm-hmm. That's how this all began.
The recipe is on the Alice973 Instagram as
there
well.
There you go.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's there. And it's for the dough. It's for the marinara.
It's all the stuff, right.
Yeah.
So we did that. We were, you know, when you are so pigged out that you're just like,
I can't move.
Gross.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. I had like, 2 pieces of pizza too many. That
the plan was for stuff to go down. Nothing went down because we were both pigged out. You know,
honestly, huge meals are a deterrent to that. Not when you're young because you're like, well, we're doing that, right?
Yeah,
but when you're older, there you are sitting and you're sort of like under your belly. I'm like, oh.
I just ate too. I feel like a pig.
You know, yeah, you know what I
yeah,
don't want on
attractive.
Top of me?
I don't feel attractive. Nobody feels attractive in that situation. It just wasn't good. So
right.
We watched the first Coming to America that night. I did, yeah. I should say. She was sound asleep before the first word was said. So that, and then I'm trying to think. Was Saturday nice?
Yes, Saturday was gorgeous. Well, it was gorgeous here. Friday night it rained overnight, and then I woke up to a wet yard, but then the sun was out, and it was... Is that what you experienced?
Yeah, so I was just trying to figure out what the order of events was. So the missus went and ran because she was feeling like, well, we'd had too much... We did,
right.
For sure.
I need to run some overeat. Of this pizza.
Yeah, so she went running, and I hung with the kids and did chores and...
Yay! Fun.
Chores.
Oh my God, they never end.
So listen
just
to this too.
Just when you think you're done, there's more.
Speaking of chores, on Sunday I got up and went for a surf and had so much fun and just felt great. I get home and I'm like, this garage is an absolute disaster.
I thought you just
clean
cleaned
the
out your garage.
And I'm glad to because the kids play in there. There's everything gets off pushed into there.
It's the repository for everything. Got it.
I fully cleaned the thing after I got done surfing for like 2+ hours. And then the kids went and played in there. All the neighbor kids were in there.
Well, it's nice and clean. Let's go to the one
with the
clean garage.
Oh my God. I had a cow. Like I had a
full
blown.
Oh no, you had a cow. Oh, no,
I had
Vinny.
A cow. I just
tell,
walked
walk us through
out
it.
There.
Tell us.
No, I walked out, took one look at it, and turned and went in the house and just had a cow. And the missus went, I'll handle this. I was like, because I can't. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to scream. They just destroyed the place.
Oh,
destroyed
Vinny.
It.
Oh.
And I was like, I can't. So later, after I was calm enough, I said, look, I got better things to do than clean garages. I do. I'll play guitar. I'll go surfing. I will sit down and stare at a wall and take
a nap. I'll go for a long ride and I'll never come back. Look after what you've done.
I can't have my time erased in the same day.
Right. Are there like bins that are filled with their junk and they just emptied them all? I mean.
Emptied them all. Mm. Everything. Including mine. At one point I'm like, how are my skateboards part of this party? Anyway, it just was one of the... I'm sure everybody who's got a kid can relate to that. Just that feeling like, I just want to kill you because I you just completely disrespected my time spent.
Right.
I don't know.
Did you not see? Did you not observe the cleanliness, the orderliness of this? Did you not think to yourself, oh, I've played with this and I am finished. And now I will replace this to the spot in which I found it. Yeah, that's not kids.
And you know what's even... I'm sure you know this one too. So then it's like... The missus goes, clean all this crap up. Your dad cleaned this whole place and you guys have destroyed it. Clean it up. She comes back in 10 minutes later to wash her hands. I'm done.
And you're all.
And we're
sure
like,
you are.
Okay. So she goes back out there and goes, get back out here. Oh, it was like a 5-step cleaning process to get it even close to where it was. Anyway.
Yeah.
That was just part of the party, everybody.
Well, so
Saturday night, though, I'm all out of order now. Saturday night, we watched Coming to America, the new one.
And when you say we watched it, did she stay up for it? Or?
I take that back. I was given a text message to meet her upstairs, So I did. And then we went down to watch Coming to America. So,
some nook happened. She took the pizza was just a pause.
That was a Friday night. Saturday night worked out nicely. There was makeup play and
makeup play. You guys did a makeup.
Well, we
play?
Didn't do it Saturday or Friday.
Oh, so I thought you were saying you guys were putting lipstick on her while you were doing her. I didn't understand. Makeup play. Well,
that's you.
That's a new play.
You're the one that pulls out wigs, not me.
Yeah, I don't. You know what though? I could make a bigger effort. I really just stick the wig on and go, all right, let's go. I'm not like putting on some outfit or putting makeup on.
Well,
it's just wig play, not makeup play, Vin.
So I watched that and I'm sure, I don't know if they're going to get any kind of show for whether or not it was a hit, whether or not a lot of people watched it. It was on Amazon Prime for free. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they have to release
that info. And it will always
info.
Be there now. So people can, that's the thing too. There's really no rush to watch these things. In fact, with series, I don't want to watch them till they're all there. Because mm-hmm. if I want to start binging it, I want to mm-hmm. watch the whole thing. And if I, you know, when these, like The Mandalorian, it's every week. I'm like, what is this? This is like so old timey. Especially since they're always going to be there. I like what Netflix does. Here they are. Drop them. Let people binge them.
So the other thing, and this is the last thing I've got for you on my little weekend list, is apparently this Queen thing was huge. Like,
yeah,
Christina doesn't even follow that crap. And she got done with the kids, ran downstairs, jumped under a blanket, turned it on and was like, bye. Good night.
Yeah, I just finished a little bit of it this morning. And it was,
we're going to talk about it at 7:00. Mm-hmm. I have kind of an overview because it was on last night. I did not watch it. But we've got some clips and we've got some of the, you know, the groundbreaking revelations. Well, if you'll join us, you'll find out that really it turns out we're a nasty group. Cheerio.
And I guess it ended with Oprah saying that they're having another special this morning on CBS this morning.
An additional footage or something?
Yeah, with things that they couldn't fit into the special and the world's reaction. So I think it must be live.
And the world is, in fact, reacting.
Yeah,
there was a lot. I mean, I don't follow that stuff, and I don't really care about it. But the idea that they were, like, Christina kept going, oh, my God. And I'm like, what? There's another. They're putting out all of these quotes from it. Throughout the day, she was getting, I don't know, what do they call alerts?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That were letting her know, like, oh, there's another tidbit that dropped from the interview. Apparently, people are into this. I would think it would be bad for Markle. What's her name?
Markle.
Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle.
Yeah. Meghan Markle. I would think it would be bad for them to talk so badly about that. But maybe everyone will sympathize with them. You know, I don't know.
My feeling on it after this is that they were, in fact, horribly mistreated and that the whole royal family thing and obligation is, I mean, it sounds like a trap. Like it really, why am I getting a little slap back?
Yeah, I hear it.
It feels like more people should try to escape from that. But. Having said that, I do enjoy the royal family, and I actually enjoy this part of it, too. I enjoy the good stuff and the bad.
So, I'm interested.
Well, we'll talk about it, and if people want to text in their thoughts on it, please feel free. You know, obviously, Vinny does a whole roundup of that, and if you've got some thoughts that maybe you can add in. But we've got...
Especially
if
you saw it, that'd be great.
Right, exactly. Well, only if you saw it. I mean, don't weigh in... You know what's really funny? There's another whole chunk where these two guys, these two British dudes, they got in touch with all these like palace spokespeople, kind of semi-famous people who do the rounds as like, I'm an expert on all things royal. And they hired them and paid them to comment before the thing had aired. And they were more than willing to do that. Well, it sounds like rotten cabbage, doesn't it? They haven't even seen the thing, and they don't know any of the things that were revealed. But they're more the guys say, "Oh, we're going to put this on as a special of your reactions after the thing." Oh, more than happy to contribute to that.
I'll tell you, so many. I can imagine the opinions are, well, you married into it; it's your fault. But I also think doesn't matter how many times someone tells you having kids is hard, or don't take up smoking, you'll get addicted. Mm-hmm. Or, and I mean, the list goes on of things that you get warned about. You're told you're marrying into the royal family. It's a thing.
It's really hard. Yeah.
You're going to not like it. And no, I'm going to love it. I'm doing it. And then.
Well, she loved Harry and Harry loved her. And in the end, that was why he left. He said things like, she sort of showed me how trapped I was in this machine. And I agreed with her, and we'll get into the whole thing.
Right.
And it's actually quite tragic. Some of it is really sad. So 7 o'clock, we'll talk quite a bit about that.
Oprah.
Sizzles. And you'll be hearing the sizzling coming up at 7. And Brittany, you pulled some clips from it too.
Right? I sure did, yes.
Okay, perfect. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.